Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A clean heart. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Many years ago, I attended an institute in basic youth conflicts held in Seattle. At the last session, each attendee was given a small button with the letters P, B, P, G, I, N, F, W, M, Y. It stood for, Please be patient. God is not finished with me yet. I liked it then, and I like it now. Sometimes spiritual leaders give the impression that they are so holy that they dine with the angels. The truth of the matter is that we simply like angel food cake. We don't dine with them at all. None of us are perfect, and I think spiritual leaders need to be more open in sharing our failures. We need times of humiliation to be mind joggers that we are still under construction. I think it is safe to say that we will always be under construction. I heard an evangelist years ago tell of a woman who approached him after a service and mentioned that she thought he was very mature. He rushed home and looked up the word mature so he would be better able to enjoy its depth of meaning. To his dismay, the definition said, ripe and getting rotten. Oops. Never stop the construction process. In doing God's work, there is no such thing as retirement. Keep a clean heart and keep doing the work of the Lord. God is still at work and will continue as long as we maintain a clean and steadfast spirit. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word. And you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.